So, we have Example on the phone.
Hello, mate. How's it going?
Not too bad, not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Just up in Carlisle and on the fourth day of the tour.
Oh, yeah. Right, so you're on tour at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you are coming...
I'm on 28.
Yes, and you're coming to lovely sunny Portsmouth.
Yes, in a few weeks, I believe.
Yeah, on the 11th of November.
Exactly.
Have you ever... I can't remember you ever coming to Portsmouth before. Is this a first?
I've played Portsmouth about 8 times.
Really?
Yeah.
How have
mostly,
I never...
Mostly back in the old days, before things started to go well.
Oh, okay.
They must be going badly again now. Maybe if I'm coming back. I don't know.
Don't say that about Portsmouth. It's a lovely place.
No, it is, actually. There's some nice bits of Portsmouth.
Yeah, there is. You know, I live there, so, you know, that's a one good thing. Or not. Right. I really want to ask, because everyone always tries to make jokes out of your name, and I couldn't think of any of them that were funny. So what's the best joke you've ever heard?
About my name?
Well, yeah, because everyone always goes, example, or they try to make an example joke.
Yeah, I've heard them all, really. I mean, every time someone writes a review of me, it's like leading by example or bad example, and they always think it's the first time that's ever been written.
Yeah, because I was trying to think of one. I was like, nah, I'm going to give up. And that's why I just want to know, if you ever heard one, you actually thought, that's actually fairly decent.
No. That's probably because there's not many you can do, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, the new single, 10 Million People.
Yeah.
What aren't they wrong about?
The song's actually inspired by a documentary I saw. So it's a completely random song title, not really anything to do with me at all. It's about some ravers being interviewed back in the 90s, and the guy interviewing them said that it would all be over soon. The whole rave culture thing would be over. And this bloke just randomly, off his face, said, well, 10 million people can't be wrong. I think he was a mad scouser, so probably would have been, 10 million people can't be wrong. And that's really where the song came from, isn't it? 10
million people. Play your tweets right.
Right, got it.
The idea is, I'm going to start with you, and then you just have to go higher or lower to the amount of followers the person has. Very simple.
Got it.
Right, so we'll start with you. So you've got 2 million. And Lily Allen, higher or lower?
She's got more. She's
Yep. She has got more. She's on 4.8. So correct. We move along to Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, he's got way more.
Yeah, yes, he does. Right, so he's on 10.7. Then we move to Cheryl, formerly known as Cheryl Cole.
You'd expect her to have more. Is that a trick question? Where maybe she's lower.
Oh, what are you going for? Higher, lower, higher, lower.
I'll go low on this.
Ah, you're right. Yeah, she's only got 4.8, which, for being on X Factor, you would have thought she would have had more.
Okay.
And then we're going to move to two left. You've done well so far. You are 100% correct so far. We're going to go to your wife. How many Twitter followers?
She's lower than that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She's on 63,000. And then finally...
That's pretty good, that, isn't it? Should maybe get rid of her.
63 is not bad. I think I'm on 400, so, you know... She's doing better than me. We are on the final one. For the prize of excitement from me, Ellie Goulding, higher or lower than your wife?
Ellie Goulding?
Yeah.
Higher.
Yes, 3.6 million. So, yes. Yay! That you have won at my excitement.
That's probably the most exciting game I've ever played.
Well, thank you very much. That was the idea. Thank you very much. You've been awesome. Thank you very much.
No worries, mate. Take care.
Cheers. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye.